Hi, can I speak with Megan, please? I just as accidentally disconnected from her.
Okay, I'm going to transfer you over to Sarah.
Megan was who I was just talking to.
Yeah, but Sarah handles the transcript.
Okay.
She did that. Yes, sir.
Okay.
You mind her? Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Master's office.
Hi, my name is Jeff Fenton. Someone was just trying to transfer me to Sarah. I don't know if that was Sarah Weems, but I was told that she handles the transcripts, and somehow I did not make it on that transfer.
Okay, hang on just a second.
Thanks.
Don't hang up. I got to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, yep. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Fenton?
Yes.
Hey, it's Sarah.
Hello.
So, you were speaking with Megan, and she's got a list of some documents that you said you need copies of, correct?
Specifically, I needed copies of one document, which is the affidavit of Virginia Lee Story, which was pages 411 to 415. But the question I had about the transcripts was whether or not both transcripts were included, both from the 8-1 and the 829 trials, and that was when I got transferred to you.
I do the appellate records is why he's been sent to me.
So this is your Weems, you're Miss Weems, right?
I'm Sarah, yes.
Okay.
So the only transcript that I show you filed was on February the 18th, and it was one volume of transcript with a hearing date of August 1st of 2019.
Okay.
That's the only transcript you filed. That's the only transcript that was sent to the Court of Appeals with the appellate record.
That's a problem because the 829 one I also had filed. See, the 81 one I had the actual transcriber delivered in person to you guys. But the other one.
You filed the other.
The other one was mailed to you all at your P.O. box, and it arrived that very same day, and I had put a communication in there about, or had emailed a communication about, please check your P.O. box. And this was before the state had extended my time period, so I thought I had to get it in by that day, and so I had... I had it sent with a whole box. I spent like $500 on postage to get everything to everywhere it needed to go, but I could not fax file it with you guys because you guys have a 40-page maximum on fax filing, so I fax filed the actual response, but I mailed all of the exhibits and
what
everything else.
Mail those?
I don't have that exactly in front of me at this moment.
Give me
but
a
rough
time frame. Did you mail it in January? Did you mail it in December?
It was mailed when you show that I have that last When you received it was in your guys' P.O. box the same day you received that 8-1 transcript. So it was in the mailbox, but you guys check mail in the morning at like 10 a.m. and it was guaranteed by 3 o'clock. I couldn't get it guaranteed.
Before your file.
Okay.
Maybe before your file, okay?
Yep.
Mr. Fenton?
Yeah.
Okay. So I am looking at your file.
Mm-hmm.
I have a notice of filing that I prepared showing that you filed transcript from the August 1st hearing date on February the 18th, 2020.
Right. That's where I had the actual stenographer come down there.
Transcript. Yeah, that is the only transcript that we have filed in your file.
So what are you seeing as far as receiving a big box of stuff from me? It was on the 18th, but you guys probably, I think that was a Friday, you probably didn't actually go back to your box.
A response to notice of failure to comply.
Right.
With like a bunch of exhibits to it. I have that.
Right.
That and was included in the appellate record.
One of those exhibits is that was the response to you guys.
Yes.
And one of those exhibits is the transcript. And that's why I was responding to the failure
to. August 29th of 2019?
August.
Is that the date you're looking for?
Give me just a second. My brain's shriveled here, but
So that was Exhibit 2 to your response, and it has been sent to the Court of Appeals as part of your response.
Okay, so that was
it wasn't sent up there as transcript, so to speak, because they're attached as an exhibit and not filed like from the court reporter transcripts. But they're
right.
There.
The reason it was done that way is because my whole response was in response to the court reporter thing, and so it was an exhibit. I get confused about who I send what. Once this thing got the state and the county confused, I don't know who to send what to. And to be honest, the reason I didn't send it directly to the state is the state said don't send it directly to them because you guys have to approve it first. So I had to send it to you guys first. So the reason that it was attached as an exhibit, and actually the other one was also, it's just I got a hold of the stenographer and paid her separately to physically take it down to the courthouse, but I wasn't able to do that with the other stenographer, so you guys actually got that one twice, but that was the reason why, is I wasn't able to get it there by other means, but But it was still well within the deadline that they set, which was, I believe they gave me like another 5 or 6 days, which I didn't even get the notice from them until after that.
The Court of Appeals with the appellate record, so.
Okay. Well, my concern and confusion regarding that also is, I'm glad to hear they got it, but they don't know that it's necessarily a transcript, so do I need to do something to point that
out? Correct, because of the way you filed it. Yes, sir.
Do I need to do something different to point that out to them?
You might let them know, and I don't know what they're going to tell you to do as far as that's concerned, but that will be between you and the Court of Appeals.
Right. Okay. So, but does it make any sense as far as the reason I attached it as an exhibit to, because it was about the fact that I was responding to the fact that you guys were telling me that I didn't file it in time, so I was responding to that and showing you here it is. So, that's why it was done that way. But one question that I have is, technical record. Oh, it said no exhibits. It said certification of appellate record from Elaine Beeler. The technical record attached. This certificate is consisting of 709 pages combined in 5 volumes. One volume of transcripts filed in my office February 18th, so that's why I was concerned because I didn't see the other one. One volume hearing date August 1st, 2019. It says no exhibits are included in the record. No sealed documents and or exhibits are included in the record. No depositions, no exhibits and or documents of unusual bulk or weight have been retained in my office. So it sounded like she threw all those away. That none of that made it to the court, so I'm confused.
What do you mean through all that? We don't throw anything away.
Okay.
The exhibits mentioned in number 3 would be exhibits from the trial that the order was put down from that you are appealing. There were no exhibits admitted at that hearing.
You're talking about
or sealed exhibits in your file.
Okay,
there are depositions in your file.
I understand all that.
We did not retain anything in our office of unusual bulk or weight.
Okay.
It's not the exhibits attached to your pleadings. It's like actual exhibits that would have been submitted in court at your hearing.
Okay, so for example,
the 27 exhibits that are attached to your response, they were sent to the Court of Appeals. So say you filed an answer to your complaint for divorce, and you had 5 exhibits with it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are exhibits to your pleadings. Those are not exhibits to a hearing.
Okay. Just can I ask one question? Just see if I can understand this. Like, for example, on the August 1st, on the 8-1 hearing that we had, the first one, there were 3 exhibits, I think, that Ms. Story had, and the judge approved them to be added in as exhibits to the case. So those were a situation where they weren't just being mailed in, but they were. So are you saying those kind of exhibits don't get transferred?
I'm pulling your notice of appeal. You appealed an order that was entered on, let me find it, 10/21 and 10/28. Let me find that. So 10/28 was a final decree. That was heard on 10/21. Okay. Got that here. Seeing that. Bear with me because I'm having a flip.
That's okay. This is bad. I've got so much redundancy.
There was an order of protection
that
went down. I'm going to check just a couple different places.
You go right ahead. I've got all the time in the world. I just want to know what the heck I'm trying to work with here, what I need to repeat, what I don't need to repeat, what's been taken into consideration. I'm just so confused by this whole thing. And when they separated it between the county and the state, I just got that much more confused about who I'm supposed to send what to. And, you know, like I said, the state said don't send the transcripts straight to them because you guys have to receive it, and then you have to approve it. Otherwise, it's not worth the paper it's written on. And then, you you know, and then it just got more confusing with, you know, I'm trying to do my best without any money to represent myself, and so far I'm not doing too good. So,
on the 1021 order of protection,
which I didn't understand how they justified that either, but all that was based off of a hearing that they were...
The order of protection hearing was on August 1st, and it was not entered until October 21st.
So the August 1st...
Is that correct?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure this out here.
I don't know of a hearing on August 1st. Husband's response to wife's motion to sell. Oh, August 1st would have been the first one. That was when they left the ex parte in place, and I was kind of confused about that. But it was not made into a full order of protection. Basically, my attorney said that it wouldn't matter because it wouldn't affect my record and everything to leave the ex parte in place just until the end of the divorce. So at the end of the divorce, then they made a permanent order of protection without me being there for reasons that I don't understand. But they said on August 1st they didn't want to make it a full order of protection because they wanted me to have an opportunity to get a job, and I needed to get a job immediately. So I didn't understand how that changed at the end, especially since I moved 600 miles away, and I never even said anything threatening to her. So the basis for the order of protection is saying that I harassed her by sending her emails, but the emails I sent were about whether or not she had paid the mortgage payments, because the house was in both of our names, and we ended up losing the house subsequently. So I don't know why that was irrational. I had found out that she was filing bankruptcy because I called the same bankruptcy attorney that she had already hired, and they contacted me and said, I'm sorry, but we can't represent you because we're representing your soon-to-be ex-wife. So I had no knowledge of any of this ahead of time. So I honestly don't even know how she can legally release our house in a bankruptcy, which I jointly owned and had 50% invested in it, without me ever even being notified. And then on top of that, Virginia Story tried to go around the state of Tennessee thing where you fill out your $10,000 worth of exemptions they can't take from you. She tried to go around that by going to federal court and getting an order to sell everything that I have left. So it's just been the crookedest darn thing I've ever been involved with in my life. And she also insisted that I not take anything with me because I was dissipating marital assets, but on the first few lines of the divorce decree or the divorce application when they first filed, it says that we've already divided all of our marital assets. We've been split up for over a year with the exception of like a half dozen things, which were big paintings and stuff that I didn't want anyways. They were just too bulky for her to take so far. So... And then they had the police escort me off my property without allowing me to take anything but my toiletries, a toothbrush, and enough clothes to fit in my car after I spent a year helping her move her stuff out. So, I mean, the entire thing.
Let me put you on hold for just a second, okay?
All right, thanks.
Mr. Fenton?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I was trying to figure this out. On your divorce decree, you're asking about exhibits from that hearing. There are exhibits attached to the divorce decree that would have been sent to the Court of Appeals with the record. Is that the exhibit you're talking about? There were no exhibits filed at the court hearing on the 21st day of October.
Okay, maybe that's the exhibit.
Which is the day the two orders were entered that you're appealing from.
The divorce decree, I wasn't really clear on it, but apparently part of how they did it as a default or what have you, had something to do with an affidavit from Virginia Lee Story, which I've never received a copy of.
Okay,
but it says it said it was right in the court record because, like I said, she had listed that as pages 411 to 415.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that you guys would have that.
There is an affidavit from Virginia in the file.
Okay, that I need.
Megan's going to pull it and send it to you. She's got your email address.
Okay, is there other,
There is an exhibit to that affidavit that she will send with the affidavit when she sends it.
Okay, and is that the totality of whatever was submitted? I don't have anything from the, all I have is the decree of divorce. I don't have any really substantiating why they did a decree. They were supposed to, in the trial prior to that, they had, at the old courthouse, they had agreed verbally to do a trial by phone for me because they were pushing me out of my house and I didn't have a place.
I can't answer anything about that. I'm not an attorney and I don't know anything.
Right. I just didn't know if they had any other substantiation for how they came to their conclusion during that trial, the last trial. If there was any other evidence submitted or I would like to have that because I don't have anything other than the final divorce decree and it doesn't really make sense to me how they went from, I never received a notice of a default hearing or any of these other things that you're supposed to have when there's a default hearing and they basically just did a default judgment against me as though I could have been out fishing the whole time and never applied to any of this and it wouldn't have ended up any worse for me. So I'm just, if there's anything else that's included that helps substantiate whatever reason they did the final decree of divorce on that day, I would love to have a copy of that just so I know.
Yeah, everything that's in the file we sent up to the Court of Appeals. So the Court of Appeals has everything as far as the file goes. If you've got a copy of the divorce decree, and you have a copy of the order of protection from 1021, which are the two orders that you appealed from, I don't know of anything else that you could possibly receive from the file that would be any different than what you've got.
Right. Well, except for anything that they used to substantiate it, like if there was a testimony against me or
If there was testimony and they hired a court reporter, you would have to get in touch with Virginia to see if she did provide you that information. But we don't keep, like, recordings of the hearings or anything like that. That is up to the parties to hire someone to do that. So I have no way of knowing if there was a court reporter present there that could, give you a word for word of anything on that day.
Okay, I just didn't know as far as besides spoken words, any documentation or supporting documentation, just like this affidavit of Virginia Story that I never received because I didn't know if they, I have no clue what they substantiated anything on. And I didn't hire somebody to be there because my understanding was we were going to do it over the phone, which they had said on transcripts from the previous hearing that we had together. But then something changed and they didn't do that. And I don't really understand what changed or why it changed or anything else. And or why I was never provided with a default. And I've asked even Virginia about that, and she just doesn't respond. She just doesn't email me back, doesn't respond, period. So, so you're going to have the other lady email me the affidavit of Virginia Story. And you said there was one other thing. What was the other thing?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
The affidavit has an exhibit attached to it. So she'll send that with the affidavit.
Okay, exhibit attached to the affidavit. Okay. Mm-hmm. And just let me write that down real quick just because my brain's not doing too good. And I got one more question for you. Exhibit. Yeah, I tried to call around the time you guys had the tornadoes, and all the phone lines for the whole county were changed over to something else, so I just decided I'd...
Without phone for about 2 weeks.
Wow. Yeah, I've been under a stay-at-home order in Michigan still. We've had more deaths in the state of Michigan than you guys have had cases. So I don't know why that is, but it is. But anyways, the two questions I have then is on the exhibits that I had for my only rebuttal in this whole thing, my one and only filing, which was so all of the exhibits you're saying from the 2-18-20 defendant's response to notice of failure to comply with TRAP Rule 24. You're saying all those exhibits got forwarded to the state.
Like page 400 through 700 something.
Okay, so all those got sent to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there any way to point out to them that one of those is the other transcript?
You may want to contact the Court of Appeals regarding that. Once the record leaves here, it is their file to deal with.
Okay, because it does make sense, does it not, that since I was responding to that and providing those documents simultaneously, that would be an exhibit of that response, or how should I?
That's a question for you.
Okay.
I'm not an attorney, and I can't give you any legal advice.
That's fine, but how would I normally otherwise, you know, me living in Michigan and you guys there, how would I otherwise have filed that?
I can't advise you on that.
Okay. I just thought that made the most sense. And actually, that's the only part that I left out because I sent the state verbatim, except I left out the transcripts because the lady at the state specifically told me don't send the transcripts to them until they're approved by the county. Otherwise, they're not as good as the paper they're written on. So that just is a concern for me. But okay, so they did get the paperwork. They don't know it's a transcript, but they got all of the attachments from that day. So the only other question I have is whether or not they got all the exhibits from my one husband's response and counter motion on 829, husband's response and counter motions to wife's motion for violation of ex parte order protection and for date certain for walkthrough of house motion for scheduling order. And that says it's 119 through 380. I don't know if...
Her tells me that's probably whatever you filed with everything attached to it.
It was about a 60-page filing that I had, and then I had actually about 250 pages of exhibits that were
That pleading's 262 pages. I would say that one pleading has everything attached to it that you sent.
Okay, so so the 119 to the 380 is all my stuff then. So that is 380 minus...
It says husband's response, so that would be your pleading.
Right, so that's 261 pages. So, does all this stuff still in your office too? You guys have copies?
We retain the original file.
Okay.
And we send a copy of the record to the Court of Appeals.
Okay. So they would have a copy of each of those pages then. So is there anything in my case just that you are aware of that has been, that falls under this, we got rid of it because it's too long-winded or it's an exhibit or this or that?
We don't get rid of anything you file.
The part, right, the part.
You could file a 3,000-page blank document that had something on the first page and the back page, and we'd put it in the file.
Wow.
We don't throw away anything that you file.
Okay. The part I was concerned with is the on this letter, the no exhibits are included in the record, no exhibits and or documents of unusual bulk.
That is our certification to the Court of Appeals of the documents that we sent them in the appellate record.
So can you explain that?
Certificate of the appellate record. So the document that you're reading is called Certificate of Appellate Record.
Uh-huh.
That is a document that we says, okay, that we say in this record we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we sent to the Court of Appeals with that document on the front of it, so they know what they're getting from us.
Okay. So
So had there been documents under seal, so it would have said five documents filed under seal January 1st, 2020, bound in separate envelopes, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then in any separate envelope would be one document per envelope with a copy of the court order that puts that document under seal. So that would let the Court of Appeals know, hey, I'm getting five separate envelopes, one for each document that's under seal. So
okay.
That certificate of appellate record is just a statement that we send to the Court of Appeals saying, hey, this is what you're getting from us.
Okay, so I'm just wondering if the line 3 or the line 6, I know there was no sealed or depositions, but the line 3 or line 6, does that apply to anything that I submitted?
It does not fit into a banker's box, and there's nothing in your file that does not fit into a banker's box. I'm not seeing any exhibits from the hearing from the orders that you appealed.
You're not seeing any exhibits from the...
Like, so you appealed the final decree and the 1021 order of protection. So when the hearings were held for those two orders, I don't show that any exhibits were filed on those days. So no exhibits were sent to the Court of Appeals based on the two orders that you appealed.
Right. The only two times I actually submitted anything, the 1021, I was not, I didn't understand that they were, I was supposed to be included by phone, so I didn't submit any arguments there. I thought that we were going to talk on the phone, and honestly, I thought that that didn't even have anything to do with the final decree of divorce. I thought we were trying to wrap up the motion to sell the house and the order protection issue. But the two times when I submitted gadzooks of documentation, including exhibits, was on 8/29 and then again on 2/18. So I just wanted to make sure that none of that, I wanted to make sure all that actually made it to the court for their consideration, because that's the basis of my, everything I've had to say, and I just want to make sure that I don't have to re-say everything all over again, or, you know, or...
Yes, sir, they have it all.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate your time. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.